Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Dairy Development Council was recently approved by the State Ag Development Board for $1.8 million in state funds over 2 years to continue educating and promoting dairy producers and the industry in general. The Council's Executive Director, Maury Cox, says this is their primary source of funding and will be of particular use in their MILK program, the Marketing Incentive Leadership for Kentucky.
We have a partnership with the MILK marketers and buyers in the state of Kentucky that provides incentives directly to dairy producers for those that increase production over an established base period, and that production has to meet certain quality parameters. Plus, it incentivizes or requires the use of dairy production records and farm business records.
Cox says the goal is to stem the decline in dairy farm numbers in the state by making them more efficient and sustainable.
We presently have a little over 200 producers out of the 800 producers in Kentucky that are involved. But of those 200, they produce nearly 45% of all the milk produced in Kentucky.
Their near-term goal is to boost that number of participating operators in the milk program to over 50% for the state. We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
Maury Cox with the Kentucky Dairy Development Council says they've used a major portion of ag development funding as seed money to attract additional matching funds, and through the program so far have distributed over $3 million for dairy improvements.
Some producers have told me this means new equipment in their dairy facility, updating that, new bedded pack barns and freestall barns, things like that, that they've been able to put back into their system that's going to make them better producers.
He feels this is a very wise investment of tobacco settlement funds.
We feel very successful because these dollars are going directly back to those producers, and they're being matched 100%. Those ag development funds are being matched by those marketers of milk. So it is a great program. Nothing like it in the country, and a lot of people look at this and look at our ag development fund quite enviously.
Maury Cox with the Kentucky Dairy Development Council. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.